worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We truly are a freak accident. Today, unfortunately, we are missing two of our co-hosts.
What? But now, he's dead.
Where did that come from? We had an asphyxiation problem with our cinnamon challenge.
What? What happened, Mickey?
Well, we were offered to do a karaoke challenge, and we turned it down.
Well, that was dumb.
And the boys lost.
Stop whining.
Because boys rule, girl.
No, wait, girls
boys
rule.
Boys rule. I messed it up. Start over.
Boys rule.
But yeah, so Mickey and Lazy E, no more because of the cinnamon challenge.
Oh, I'm dead.
You guys can't do a live
yeah,
rank.
Wow, this is terrible.
You guys are awful.
I thought this was going to be interesting. It
fell off the rails really fast.
While Mickey's talking, Kara is accusing her of being dead.
Thank God you guys are back.
Is your... Yeah, no, we're not dead. We're here. We're fine.
Oh, thank God you're back.
That was terrifying.
Is your brain, like... What is wrong with you?
You're looking right at him, and you said it twice.
I did it. Did I say it twice?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You said it twice. Yeah, you said Mickey at Lazy E. Mickey at Lazy E.
But I was looking at you.
I know.
Do I look that much like Mickey?
God, please no.
Yeah, you're going to wash all the makeup off her face.
Please do.
Yeah. All that eye makeup's going to wash down her face. God.
I'm sorry. Mickey's here, guys.
That was a fun idea, but it's the last time we're ever going to
do that.
Kara
broke it.
Yeah, the cinnamon challenge, not fun.
You
yeah,
should have let me talk. You should have just done it yourself.
Well, yeah.
Advice for life, really. Yeah, welcome to A Freak Accident. I am Crisco, alive, but very Christmassy at the moment, because literally all I can taste is cinnamon.
Yeah, all I need is toast and crunch, and I'm set.
Yeah, right. So we'll get to the why of that in a little while. If you haven't been listening to the show, we'll explain. But the show is called A Freak Accident. It's also the name of our website, afreakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. And the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. I mentioned I'm Crisco. We also got Lazy E, Kara, and Mickey here. So it's a fully staffed show this week. And we got a great show to get to. Can't wait to talk about some of this stuff. Can't wait to see what Kara does next. It's just an ongoing...
She's just killing off people as she wants to.
And I didn't even know I was doing it.
Twice.
I'm very serious.
And that's the thing. We're all looking at you and you said it again.
I just thought you were looking at me because you do that sometimes when I say words. Like you just
yeah,
stare
because
at
that's
me.
What
yeah, because
do.
You do this sort of thing. This is your
when
milieu.
You conversate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
this
well.
Is it's also your milieu. So like when you talk yeah. and you see me looking at you like it's because that's usually
just, yeah, that's
what you provoke
with
when
the weird eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really
yours,
cool.
Yours it's
me.
Fixed.
Well, yeah, but post pre me. Did not like that.
Mickey's dead. I don't know what to tell you.
You know what's funny? Earlier, I was actually watching an old video that Lazy E and I did. We did a parody of the Antoine Dodson video years back. And
that shirt did not fit well on me.
No, we were both like very, very young. Hey, they call it visually challenged.
That's
was
right.
It?
It was Lazy Eyed, but no, it wasn't in that video.
Oh.
Wait, it was fixed by then?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't really pinpoint that when that happened when you got it.
I forget
fixed.
When I got it fixed, but I know it was before that.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, that was fun seeing mm-hmm. both of us very, very, very youthful.
And hope.
Yeah, vibrant and all the world at our fingertips, and well, those dreams have been dashed.
And
many,
now
many
they're
times.
Hoping they asphyxiated on the cinnamon.
Yeah, no, and the cinnamon did not asphyxiate nothing. Nobody asphyxiated or hyperventilated or got...
Or any of the aided's.
Yeah. There wasn't like a collapsed lung or anything.
Although you were blowing puffs of cinnamon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was... Well, we'll explain when we get to the Super Bowl segment. We don't want to take up the whole first segment just with that. But more so, I want to talk about why Mickey is like all dolled up, like she's going out for she looks like she's ready for a day of shooting or something like that. And I don't mean a school
photo
shooting.
Photo shooting.
Yeah, no, not a school
photo
shooting.
Shoot.
Maybe this is how she dresses up before a school shooting, though. You don't know.
She's a lady of the night.
Let's not go down that road.
Yeah, one of those just happened. You probably shouldn't
make
jokes.
I know, yeah, please don't. Yeah, the reason is you, of you.
All of us.
And your plan.
I got plenty of plans.
Are we divulging this plan?
Do you want to specify? Do you want to specify which plan it is? Because I've got lots of them.
You needed a picture of me.
What?
Wait a second.
Karen's lost.
You can't start using this contract thing as that, or else you're going to be in like Harvey Weinstein type level.
No, wow. Not like that. It's a picture for everybody, really.
Well, I mean, your mileage
not in that way. Either.
Your mileage may vary, but
the lady of the night, Mickey.
No, I did ask you for that.
Oh.
No,
are we divulging why?
Yeah, with the next T-shirt in the shop is going to be the Mickey T-shirt.
Yay!
And it's going to have her face on it.
Yep,
and
judging everybody.
Yeah, judging everybody, all of your friends. It's going to have one of her famous quotes on it as well, probably.
Yep,
her many famous quotes. Just think, she's got. It could be
five words.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call Mickey Five, including songs like "Nope," "Nah," "Not Gonna Do It."
Yep.
Yeah, I actually
and many more.
Yeah, yeah, I actually had considered. It's putting a bracket text in there that says insert quote when she finally speaks.
Yeah. Who could have done that too?
Yeah.
But yeah, that it'll be something to that effect. Will be in the shop very soon. So keep an eye out for that. You too can adorn yourself with Mickey's face. But you were explaining how aggravating and uncomfortable it is to wear all of that makeup.
Yes. Yes. This is why I don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
There was, so the photos that you initially saw of me when I posted my hair up, hair down for the professional.
Kara, plug your ears, because I know you're like a makeup consultant. You're in one of those pyramid schemes that sells that stuff.
No, it's skincare.
So,
it's right. Skincare.
Yeah, but it's the same
thing. It's not makeup. So, I just got done telling Mickey about it.
Okay, yeah. But my point being, you know.
See if she wants to join.
Yeah.
No.
Would you like to grow your business at home?
Nope.
Hey, girl, it's been a long time since we've talked.
Wow.
Wink wink. Nope.
But anyway, you were saying, yeah, you did the hair up, hair down.
Right,
picture.
And that I had makeup on for.
Yeah.
It was old makeup and my face was itchy from it, and I figured, well, it's old makeup, so I'll go get new makeup. That way when I do this photo, it won't be so itchy. Lies.
So it's just the makeup.
It
is itchy.
I am allergic to the makeup to some extent. I don't know if it's the talc powder that's in it or if they're using some weird.
She's looking too feminine. New body is rejecting.
Or that. It could be that.
So
get it off!
Kara, you wear makeup sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like a little bit.
Yeah, you don't wear like a ton, though.
Mm-mm.
You don't need to. I mean, I don't really think...
I know.
I don't really think... I mean, personally, I don't really think anybody needs to.
No.
We were talking about this downstairs.
Right.
So people do, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I was... saying, you know, I understand needing makeup in areas where lighting is a concern. Mm-hmm. So like film production, stage production, photos, you know, professional modeling, mm-hmm. things like that.
Musicians who are stuck on stage getting their photo taken, mm-hmm. a bazillion times.
Yeah, that's a stage production. Yes, sure. So like I get it in those with lighting and even in like a concert
sure.
sense, you got different colored lights
those
and everything
will
else.
Melt the makeup right off of your face.
Well, sure. But at the same time,
have you ever
like,
been under those lights, Kara?
No, I don't think
they're
so.
They're horrendous.
Oh, yeah,
no thanks.
Well, we sat under when we were at the when we were recording in our other place.
Yeah.
There were lights that were very hot. So that was just a small.
That's true. That wasn't even like the full on.
No,
yeah,
right,
small
right.
sample. But so like I get areas where like you know you would need to like kind of essentially color correct a person's
right.
features. They might be washed out or they could have like, you know, some glowing skin that like reflects light back. So like you want to avoid that. I get that. But just the day to day going to work, going out, going on a date or whatever, getting yourself all situated with layer upon layer of makeup to the point where you don't even look like you anymore.
Sometimes.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
It's crazy, but...
Well, they show that with celebrities without makeup, right. With makeup, and you're like, what the heck happened?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I get why some people like to wear makeup day to day more than I mean, I wear makeup on
very
most
lightly,
days,
though.
But very lightly, like when I go to work, but I don't really, like, if I'm hanging out at home or whatever, I don't bother with it. Some people like to do it because they just like to do it. Like, you know, some women feel naked without mascara on or something, and that might be the one thing they put on or, you know, but, I don't think you're right. It's not necessary on a day-to-day basis.
I get a little bit of eyeshadows, fine. You know, lipstick or something like that. Even the eyeliner? Mm-hmm. That I can't even understand. But it's the
full-on...
foundation, and then this, and then contour.
You follow people that truly wear makeup every day. They have to go through a process of moisturizing in the morning before they put the makeup on, then cleaning at the end of the night, and then a whole other moisturizer. I mean, it is layers upon, hours. Yeah. Hours.
That's eating just, when like, I was, sleeping time. That's
when I was in high school,
yeah.
Somebody... The two girls that I knew, they painted my face like David Bowie, as close as they could.
Yeah.
And that was the worst experience of my life. I felt itchy. Mm. I just wanted to touch my face the whole time.
Yeah.
It was like when COVID first happened and they tell you not to touch your face. Immediately, I want to touch my face.
Right, yeah.
And I have to touch my face.
Yeah.
And it's itchy. And I'm sweating. And it's just... And you feel like you have a mask on.
Yeah.
Well, because you do. It's a layer of paint.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
just feel like the a couple of times when I was in stage productions and we had, you know, makeup, it was unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time, I want to wash my face. Mm-hmm. So, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, no, it's not fun.
And I don't see the point in it. I mean, I know, historically, men and women have worn makeup. You know, we were talking about the fop English back in, whenever
France.
That was. Yeah.
Yeah.
England, France, even Spain, I think, did it. Back in the 1600s, 1700s or whatever. The white wigs and all the powder faces. I don't get why that was a thing, but I don't know my history.
Because they were fancy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that should have just stayed in the past. We don't need it. It's not necessary.
We should bring back powdered wigs.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
No, it doesn't.
But why?
Powdered wigs?
Yeah.
I thought the face was powdered and the wig was a separate thing.
No.
Yeah, the wig was also powdered.
It was?
Yeah.
I think it was powdered because of the lice and the bug infestation.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were really gross.
But why did they need to wear them at all?
So wait, was the hair in the wigs... white, or was that just from the powder?
Mentioned
powder. I didn't know.
Well, maybe you should put more powder on in case the ladybugs come back.
Thinking about it,
right? Yeah, that's
a good choice.
So put on a powdered
infested wig of ladybugs.
Yeah, George Washington's hair was not actually white. That was a wig that he wore. I know
that's disappointing.
Everything that you've ever believed is gone.
But they had little permed curlies and
nope.
Permed curlies.
That's what they used to call my band in high school. Permed curlies.
It's a good name.
Now I just want curly fries. I want to go to Arby's now.
Yeah. The only thing Garby's is good for.
Garby's?
Yeah, because it's garbage.
I thought you flubbed.
No, that was intentional. Garby's.
Okay. Permed curlies. That's what I thought. I don't know. Maybe next year, the Super Bowl bet.
What's in that Red Bull? Is there something new in there? Is that a new flavor?
No, I actually didn't even... I only had one sip of it so far.
Yeah, there's not
What did you have before that?
Ecstasy.
I just got done saying I only had one Celsius this morning at 7:30 and then water. Who am I? A healthy person that drinks water all day?
Healthy people don't drink Red Bull.
I know. That's why I had to get it, because I drank water all day and I was like, that's not right. And then I followed it up with some
fruit
snacks.
No, it is right. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be hydrating
so
throughout the day.
Tasting though, it's just like water, you know.
They make flavorings.
They do,
for it.
And I do have the flavoring, but sometimes I like the little fizzy of the seltzery stuff, and I also like the energy that I get. You clearly have too much of it.
That was a very murderous type of response there. I like the energy.
I don't understand how somebody who likes sleep so much also wants to be so awake when they're awake. That doesn't make sense either.
That's what it would. I'm higher off, you know? I'm either good morning, and then I'm off by sleeping. One or the other.
It's ecstasy. Boop, boop. I know
it's probably. No medium heat.
Yeah, she's not talking about it, but it's Molly. She's definitely... She's tripping every single damn day.
Ooh, I actually moved my eyes that fast. I didn't mean to.
It hurt, didn't it?
Yeah, I tried to, and it actually worked to move them back and fast.
Back and fast.
It also scrambled her brain.
To move them back and forth really fast, I tried to do that, and I actually just was able to do it, and it was weird. Have you ever done it?
No.
Try to move them really fast.
I don't want to, because your reaction.
I don't want to be in any more pain than I'm already in.
It didn't hurt. It just was weird. But it
did
work.
I mean, that's...
I felt it, and I saw it.
That's the quote of Kara's life. That should be on her tombstone.
It didn't hurt, but it was weird.
It didn't hurt, but it was weird. That's going to be on your tombstone. Oh, right underneath Day of Death.
That's what she said.
Yep. So, on the show today, we are going to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing that happened, and Lazy E and I suffered for it. We got the news update, a bunch of stuff in there.
Give me something in it. Oh. Well, we have the update from last week, Mickey's thing about the Squid Games.
We do. And then also, I am disappointed in the lack of Hollywood blockbuster one-liners from the United States Air Force. When it comes to well, you'll understand why.
Okay.
That there's no "Hello, boys, I'm back. Welcome to Earth." None of that. Not getting any of it. I don't know why. I'm very disappointed. So we've got a listener active. Was this another one that just kind of like happened?
Probably. What? Oh no, this is one we decided on last week.
Women are naming the weirdest places they've been taken on a date.
Yeah,
oh, no.
This is the one we actually
that
came
was one
up.
We planned.
Yeah. We planned this one.
Oh, okay.
And because people are following us on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like they're supposed to, they're being a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
See how like that works?
Yeah.
Cause and effect?
I do. I say it.
Is that? Am I talking like that?
For a second, it sounded like that. And then we have 8 things an average American does. So, yeah, it's going to be a good show, obviously.
Yeah.
And a freak accident is fueled by Parler Beverages.
Mickey, you hit your cue. I'm so proud of you. Parler is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you will ever gulp down. But they're not just soda. Parler is a lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy and experimental, and they have something for everybody with 3 delicious and unique flavors available now: root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
I have a bone to pick with Parler. This is probably
that was about to get sexy, but it went a different direction.
No, I have a bone to pick.
Wrong bone.
Because they have ruined. They have ruined every other root beer for me. Yeah. I can't drink another root beer because Parler uses the top quality ingredients. It just is the perfect mix of everything and tastes so good that no other root beer compares.
They actually use real cane sugar.
That is correct.
The highest of the high quality stuff.
Chef's kiss. So stop whatever you're doing and go to drinkparler.com right now. You can order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. Now, Parler ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to wherever you are. And right now, guess what? Listeners of A Freak Accident can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparler.com.
Parler Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
Well, it happened.
It did.
Super Bowl
57.
57.
I think so.
I still remember when it was Super Bowl L. Super Bowl 50. Because L's the Roman numeral for 50.
Oh.
And the joke was that it was the Super Bowl.
Bowl.
So, yeah, the Super Bowl 57 was this past weekend. Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles, with the inevitable winner being the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hmm. Yeah.
So the final score was...
I don't know. I don't care.
Of us were paying attention. All Kara and I cared about is if we won or not.
And you didn't even know. You fell asleep.
I found out in the morning.
Yeah. Murderer.
It was
woke
a great wake up call.
Yeah. What did he do? What did he tell you?
How did he word it? He worded it as something weird because I was half awake. He's like, you won or something. And I just looked at him sideways, and then I realized that he was talking about the Super Bowl.
Oh, he said good news for you.
Oh, that good news. That's right.
She thought he was being a smart ass. you know, like the dog had crapped on the floor or something. Good news for you, but he was honest.
Yes, he was.
You had won. Final score, 38-35. Kansas City Chiefs won. Sorry, I still got
cinnamon. I don't know why.
Traces of what? Seasoning.
Smile at us. Let us see if your teeth still have traces. Yeah. You have a little bit. No, yours are pretty clean.
I gargled.
Did you do anything to clean your teeth?
No. He's just letting the acidity of his mouth wash it away.
That's right. No brushing my teeth, nothing.
So
nature does it.
Nature.
Now, it was a good game.
Oh, it was a very good game.
Does anybody else agree? Who watched it?
Did you watch it, Kara?
I watched part of it, most of it.
I watched it all.
I watched up until the fourth quarter, and then I was like, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, my god!
I literally went to bed. I wasn't happy anymore. I don't know why. I found the game really boring.
I thought it was a great game.
I mean, it was a good game. On paper, it was a good game. In practice, it was a good game. There was a lot of back and forths, a lot of trade-offs. There was fumbles, and there's a whole bunch of exciting stuff going on. It's a couple big plays.
Yeah.
And I was just like, catches and runs.
I was
football
like,
football helmets.
It just couldn't keep my attention.
No?
I don't know.
What about the commercials?
It's weird, though. You know what's weird? I think it could possibly be that I didn't have, like, the team that I really wanted to lose, like I have in other years. Yeah. Like, I want to see somebody win, you know? And this year, I was just like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we had the bet, but it was like, ultimately,
whatever.
You know, I just wanted to, you know, I didn't have a dog in the fight in the game. Yeah. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But probably.
I'm probably alone on that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you are.
Now, it was the nail biter of a finish, though.
Oh, yeah. It came down to the final play.
Yeah. It was a field goal.
So wait, when did you go to bed, Crisco? What was the score when you went to bed?
I don't even remember. I remember
the Eagles were still ahead.
The Eagles, I believe, were still ahead, or that perhaps they were slightly behind because they did trade off.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yeah, the Chiefs did take the lead in the second half.
Yep.
I think that was when I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
You know, I kind of saw the direction that it was going. The Eagles kind of lost their momentum at halftime. Which I have a theory about that. How many Super Bowls now have we seen where the cadence has completely flip-flopped after halftime?
Well, it's a different halftime.
It's a half hour.
Yeah, it's normally 15 minutes.
Oh.
So you're talking these players need to go on bikes. They need to keep their muscles moving.
Sure.
I mean, that's a big difference. Sometimes I know teams leading up to the Super Bowl will practice, take a half hour break, and then go back and practice again.
Really?
Get used to that half-hour time.
Because that will mess with you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've seen it happen a number of times now. This last one being another example. Like, the Eagles, they seem to lose their
momentum.
Their momentum after in the second half. And they paid for it. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a penalty. There was a holding penalty that brought Kansas City into field goal
range. And there's a lot of
the game.
Although, they say there's controversy. The guy on the Eagles says, I held them.
Right.
Yeah,
so
he did say
you
that.
Can't
right.
bitch about it.
Right. He just didn't know if it was going to get called or not.
Yeah.
He was I believe he said he was hoping they'd let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
Which like that happens,
but
you know?
Also, but like you can't say a game came down to one call or one play cuz
no.
it didn't.
And the Eagles coach said that.
Yeah, like the whole game is the whole game, you know? Like
I've said that for years. Yeah, that you can't be like, you know, well this one thing is what caused the win or the loss. It's like if it came down to one thing, then you weren't playing well enough to be a decisive winner.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it is what it is. But, the Chiefs eked out a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes now has how many?
Two.
And good for Andy Reid, smacking his former employer right in the face.
Everybody wants to do it.
Yeah.
And he got to.
Yeah. Yeah, so good for him. Like, I was happy for him when they won their first Super Bowl, and now I'm happy for him again now because he got to shove it right down the throat of the people who fired
him. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That Walrus won again.
What a great coach, though.
Oh, he is. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely, and deservedly so. I mean, what did we think about the commercials?
Didn't see anything.
You didn't. How much of it did you actually watch? Zero?
Zero.
Oh, Mickey. Why are we surprised by
this? Well, because, it's a thing we talk about on the show. So you would, and also everybody else in creation was watching it. So you would think maybe just, I don't know, passively?
No.
You could do something else while it's on in the background?
No. I don't want to hear it.
I cried at a commercial, like mega tears.
Which
Why?
One? The Farmer's Dog one. Did you see it?
Yeah.
What was that?
It's when they get the dog when it's a puppy and then it goes through their life. And it's alive. Yeah. Like, it stays alive, thank God.
I thought it was going to be dead by the end of the commercial.
I was ready for that to happen.
Because I'll tell you what, if that happened, that was it. The TV was off and I was done. But it was still there. It was still around, like, Lane when she was pregnant. Like, all that. It was
and
just,
she was singing the songs.
Oh, my God.
Hella Nurse and I were weepy at that one, too.
It was terrible tears.
Yeah. The rock star at the office place was a funny one.
Yeah, the workday one. That
you're
was
a rock
good.
Star. And then Ozzy Osbourne's there. You don't say it unless you have an actual rock star there.
I liked that one. I thought Tubies was clever.
Where it seemed like someone sat on the remote.
Yep, because it really seemed like it snuck in when you were like in halfway through something. So that was kind of clever. But I think that's like the three I really paid attention to.
Now, I did hear complaints about there being like a lot of religious advertising.
There was a lot of Jesus.
Mm. Yeah.
There was Jesus commercials for the first time.
Of Jesus. There was like one or two commercials. Yeah. Right?
Jesus has money, though.
Yeah,
man. He's banking.
I'll tell you
that's $7 million
a commercial. That's not according to his own biography.
Well, dude's loaded now.
Yeah. I did read about that. People were talking about there's this campaign now to try and like make like Christianity seem less insane, like less like, oh, hey, we're like not insane, you know, religious nationalists who worship at the altar of Donald Trump.
It should have ended the commercial. Jesus, Christianity's cool again.
Yeah. Well, that is the campaign. I've actually seen a lot of those ads on Reddit and things like that, too, from that company, the He Gets Us campaign or whatever it is. Because, like, again, they're trying to be like, you know, hey, like, we don't hate gay people. We don't hate immigrants. We don't worship at the altar of Donald Trump. Like, at least not all of us anyway. We're not all crazy religious nationalists. So, like, you know, we're actually okay. Maybe, you know, come see what we're about instead of, like, you know, leaving the faith in massive numbers year over year.
How do they have all this money to be putting into commercials and advertising?
I don't know. It's the nature of any nonprofit. Right. How does anybody make money?
Exactly. That's
they get donations from people.
I feel like nobody gave them those donations to make commercials and advertising, though.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know much about the company, to be honest with you. I know I've just seen their ads. Like, they're trying to be, like, more forward-thinking or like, progressive or, like, modern in terms of, like, their image that they're trying to put out. It's like they're trying to appear relatable as opposed to, like, weird and insane.
Whatever they did, it worked because the conversation is out. People are talking about it. Whether they're against it or for it, it's creating conversation.
Sure.
Which is exactly the goal of any good ad.
Admittedly, it was weird to see a blatant religious ad during the Super Bowl. Because how much did you say a spot was this year?
$7 million.
30 seconds, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And those, they aired a couple of them, so they
I think I saw somewhere around like 20 million.
Two, yeah.
So,
damn.
Two or three.
They had like two, I think, distinct ads. They might have run each of them once or twice. But yeah, no, I mean, yeah, the commercials were okay this year, actually. I mean, none of them really jumped out at me as being like excessively good, but.
No, but I thought it was fine. It wasn't like a poor year for commercials either. Mm-hmm. Somebody was like, where's the Clydesdales? And I said, do you know who should have bought them out? Hmm. It should have showed the Clydesdales, you know, the slow motion galloping. And then just go, Elmer's glue.
Oh, no!
Well,
we just got done talking about Farmer's Dog and how sad that is. Yeah. And you're...
Elmer's glue.
Well, that's the thing is that there's a lot... When you think about the commercials of the past, a lot of them they couldn't get away with now because somebody's going to get offended. And then you get a whole bunch of people on Twitter whining, and who wants that? So they don't do that anymore. Same thing. Why aren't the Clydesdales there? Probably PETA, I imagine. They're mad that like draft animals are a thing that exists, so they can't show them anymore.
I got to say, Doritos easily got free advertisement because whatever that other chip was that they were advertising.
Pop chips.
Yeah, they looked just like the Doritos ads. So everybody I saw thought that was Doritos.
That was the ones with the Breaking Bad people.
Yeah, can you tell me the name of the chip they were talking?
I did. Pop chips.
No, but they were talking about, they're called something corner.
Pop corners.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I said pop chips.
They may very well be owned by the Doritos company, too.
Let's find out.
There you go.
Challenge accepted. Yeah. But you guys, we can still talk.
Yes, halftime show. I didn't even watch it. I turned on the Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl.
I legitimately did, and it was adorable. Hey.
It was fine. I mean, she didn't. I mean, the first thing when I saw her, I don't know anybody that questioned it. I was like, she's pregnant.
A lot of people did
immediately, and she is. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
People were wondering because she only had a baby 9 months ago.
Interesting.
So I mean, she was moving.
That was some turnaround time.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, they call them Irish twins, right? When you have two babies within 2 years?
That's incredibly racist.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I just know I've heard that before.
Maybe it is, but I'm going to say it. This is the new Kara.
It says, it's an informal way. When two children are born within 12 months of each other, people refer to them like that.
I thought you were investigating whether or not Pop Chips is owned by Doritos.
Popcorners. Oh, yeah, that too, but...
How did you pull that up so fast and now the Pop Chip thing is a thing of the past?
Yeah.
I don't know. It probably is derogatory. I'm sorry. I've heard that before.
Probably is, but this is the new Kara.
Yeah,
water in the day, Red Bull and racism at night.
Yeah.
Good grief.
That's what you get with Kara.
Oh, well. Hang on.
So who else was in the halftime show?
It was just Rihanna.
It was just Rihanna. For half an hour?
Yeah, that was the thing.
13 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, the performance is only a part of the overall halftime.
Because they got to tear everything down.
But that's the thing. You think about last year's show and how good it was with all those artists from the 90s and everything else.
Right.
And this year's like just one person.
How did we blow over Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem?
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
He sounded like Ray Charles. It was so good. And the thing is, he didn't deviate from it.
Yeah.
Okay, he stayed on key.
Kept the rate.
Did we do the long note like we were talking about for the Super Bowl?
He
counted it, too. It was only like 2 seconds.
He held Brave.
Yeah.
But like that was not like, it wasn't an obnoxious.
Right. It wasn't like a Whitney Houston type of Brave.
Okay.
Yeah, Free wasn't like, he didn't draw that out.
Okay.
It was just he followed the regular cadence of the song, added a couple little minor vocal flourishes in there, but...
I could see why that guy could walk around without getting noticed, because the guy looks homeless.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
He does.
He said he'll never, ever, no matter, even though it was like videoed and everybody has it everywhere, he'll never actually see that performance because he doesn't like to watch himself perform.
Yeah. Understandable as well.
Isn't that amazing?
Huh.
Damn good job, though. Unbelievable.
He did. He was very good.
Dude.
I think he won the Super Bowl.
The Eagles coach was crying.
Yeah.
Like, huge tears.
Yeah, it was...
That was really good.
And he became a lot of memes. PepsiCo did buy Popcorners. They are also the owners of Lay's and Doritos.
There you go.
Shocker.
But they bought it from another company. So
ha in your face?
I don't know. She's a
Rihanna's
racist, so.
Halftime show, though, I saw a lot of people complaining about it. They didn't like it. Other people thought it was great. That's like the regular thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's a freaking political debate, you know. Even if it doesn't involve politics, like you got
to
take sides
to make it.
On everything. But in this case, Rihanna's halftime performance actually outdrew the game itself.
Yep.
Her performance attracted 118.7 million viewers, while the game itself only averaged 113 million.
Well, it's been a while since she's performed.
7 or 8 years.
Yeah, so this was a big pop. This was a bigger pop culture moment than the Super Bowl halftimes before.
Yeah.
Only second place to the highest drawing halftime performance
Prince.
Of all time, Left Shark.
Ah. Wow. Yeah. With Katy Perry.
Left Shark was the star of that half.
Wait, no, but I'm just saying.
Katy Perry was there. She might have been on the periphery or whatever. Left Shark. The Left Shark halftime show drew 121 million viewers in 2015.
Wow.
Left Shark.
So we had a little wager about this game. We picked who we thought would win and who we thought would lose, as we do every year. Kara, it was the battle of the sexes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kara and Mickey versus Lazy E and myself. Yeah, Kara and Mickey picked the chefs. E and I picked the Eagles.
The Eagles.
Stupidly, I should have gone with my gut, but I didn't.
You went with my gut.
I went with his gut.
It's bigger.
My friend, who regularly watches football,
yeah.
I haven't been following football
it
for years.
It looked like they were going to win it.
He is an encyclopedia of football knowledge, knows so much about the game, could talk about it endlessly. I figure this man knows. He could be trusted.
No.
Here's the problem. You went into the game where the team that's in there facing the Eagles beat down my Bengals, so there was a little bit of bitterness in there.
True.
You had to mix that in a little bit. little bitterness was mixed
his witch's
that.
Brew. I did not account for that in his cauldron.
Yeah, the bitterness definitely took over. So
the bitter juice that he brews in his hut, made of candy in the Black Forest.
That's gonna be my rap name, Bitter Juice.
That's okay. So anyway, obviously Kara and Mickey won the bet.
Yeah,
E and I lost, so we had to do the cinnamon challenge.
The synonym.
Which is you put a spoonful of cinnamon and in your mouth and you have to eat it down. In 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it is dry and it is terrible. And I think each of us only lasted seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I got it down, but it was after I spit out a bunch of it. So.
Yeah,
so
both of you did.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kara. You want it.
Nope.
That's what you said. I'll take it.
Yeah, that was the worst part of it. Was like it's powdery.
Yeah,
right. So like it's
it's cinnamon powder. Right. So it's powdery.
It's dusty, and that was like I don't know what I was expecting. I was thinking like cinnamon sugar for some reason.
Maybe.
I wasn't thinking. There's a little of my nose actually. I just felt a sneeze. I'm talking about it, and it's like my brain is like detecting it. It's still
PTSD.
In my nostrils.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing. I breathed in slightly. And it went like right to the back of my throat, and I was just like, it just clung there.
I'm dying.
It was fun.
It's like it attached to that the punching bag that hangs back there.
We got
like,
it all on videotape.
Yeah. Medulla oblongata. Is that what it's called?
No,
that's like something in your brain.
Yeah.
why would you just yell that out?
Yeah, it's your uvula.
Because it's from something.
Why would you?
Yeah, it's from the
It's a part of the brain.
Yeah,
why would
from
you?
Water boy.
Oh, is that what
because
it is?
She needs that part?
Gastrointestinal tract. Like, why were you just yelling out biology answers?
Butt cheeks.
It is part of your brain. It just seemed like medulla would be that.
Why?
Yeah, that is what you need right
what's
now.
What's the actual one? What is it actually called?
A uvula.
A uvula.
Larynx.
Well,
Achilles tendon.
A uvula obligata.
Colon. I know it's one of these. Oh man, I had my colon cut out.
Yeah, that's where the gallbladder is, right? It's in the back of your throat. It's the punching bag.
Oh. Well,
Kara, you're smart.
I am.
So
no, you're not.
But yeah, so I'm surprised that I'm even able to talk on this show because I keep like getting the sensation that I have to cough, and I keep like pressing it back down.
You just transferred it over to me. That was weird.
Well, just you can see the video. We have it on all our social medias, and it's awful.
It was so fun to watch.
It wasn't enjoyable for me at all.
Not at all.
It was the first time I won a Super Bowl bet, so good job losing, guys.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm glad I made your dream come true.
You really did.
You haven't won one since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
She lost the makeup challenge, the tortilla chip challenge.
Yep.
Last year we had to do the nose rip thing. Mickey was the only one who won last year, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wrong on when I said I never lost. I remember I did the nose hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're 50-50.
Yeah.
I won one.
You're the complete opposite of Kara.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yin and yang.
Okay.
Aww. Yeah.
So cute.
We're at opposite ends of the universe or whatever.
Yeah.
And the table set up.
Yeah, destined to constantly be in opposition. Like Romeo and Juliet.
Right, so I'm always going to have to go with one or the other. Great.
Yeah, you get nothing. You get no help at all. So let us know your thoughts on the game, any ads that you liked, freaks@freakaccident.com. Up next, we're going to burn through a news update.
You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just grab the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
News update.
Oh boy, you guys, there's so much news to talk about.
Stuff and things.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
You guys heard about this train derailment in Ohio?
Yep.
A lot of people were complaining that the news wasn't talking about it.
Yeah, it was pretty not talked about. It was hard to find information on it.
Which is fascinating.
It is.
A major train derailment that has caused an environmental disaster.
Yep.
Unbelievably epic proportions and absolute media silence, pretty much. Instead, they were talking about the another thing that we're going to be talking about in a couple stories here, but that's all that they were talking about. Not this, though. Something that actually matters.
Yeah, no.
No, don't get that. But Ohio is cleaning up, and cleanup is moving quickly after a train carrying toxic materials derailed in Ohio 11 days ago.
Oh, my gosh. It happened 11 days ago?
Yeah, this was just recent.
Ooh.
Yeah, the Norfolk Southern Railroad operated train derailed on February 3rd, causing a fire that sent a cloud of smoke over the town of East Palestine, Ohio, forcing thousands of residents to evacuate after railroad crews drained and burned off a toxic chemical from 5 tanker cars.
Oh.
The governor on February 8th said residents could return to their homes. However, last I knew, they were still telling them not to drink the water that comes out of their faucets.
Right.
Not to drink any natural water that occurs in any springs or creeks or rivers.
Uh-oh.
And to only drink the bottled water that's provided by the disaster relief.
Oh, Jesus.
Mostly because I believe tens of thousands of fish have died in the water courses around this because of the contamination. There's a lot of air particles that are...
Right. I want to say the EPA put something out there that they're concerned that at least a mile radius from the accident, they don't feel that the residents are going to be safe even with the pollution in the air.
Wow.
God.
Yeah. Reporters pressed the governor and other officials about some residents complaining about headaches.
Uh-oh.
That's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
One of the chemicals on the train was vinyl chloride, which I noticed a bunch of online people are suddenly experts on.
On vinyl chloride. Yeah, yes, definitely. Of course.
Yeah, everybody's a chemist all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. These same people who were like doctors during COVID are now chemists during this.
That tracks. So,
mm-hmm. God, where did you guys go to school to get all of this education? It's crazy. What degree is that?
The degree of hard not.
Doctor of thugonomics. Yeah, I know everything. But yeah, the vinyl chloride, apparently the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says is highly flammable and carcinogenic, especially through inhalation. When burned, it decomposes into other toxic compounds.
Oh,
ooh,
wow.
Exciting.
Ooh, it changes. Yeah. It's like a mood ring.
Let's see. How do we get rid of it? By burning it, it just morphs into something worse. That sounds like a D&D monster.
Yeah.
It's like, hit it. It just splits into two things that will now kill you. Oh,
amazing.
Good. That's great.
Amazing.
Yeah, the compounds can cause headaches, eyes, nose, irritation. I believe a lot of people were saying, too, that... they noticed a lot of just regular dead animals, too. Cats,
sure.
Raccoons, squirrels,
oh,
things of that nature.
God.
Just because
dead
of
birds.
How COVID went, what do you bet that there's some hicks down there that are going to be like, we got to buy all the ammo?
Probably, yeah. They're going to try and shoot the chemicals. That's absolutely going to happen. And then you know there's a bunch of people who are going to be like, they're trying to get us to drink the water that has microchips in it, the bottled water. No, we got to drink the creek water. Then they're going to go guzzle it and die. I mean, that's fine, though. Natural selection doing what it does. Everything will work out in the end.
I am your dog and I think you're neat.
Hey.
I like to chew on your antiques.
What?
I bark like crazy when you come in. Then I make love to your shin. I'm here through thick and thin.
I'm your dog.
Yeah, that's
nice.
That's Timmy on the guitar.
Not to embarrass him, but he doesn't make love to any shins, just one specific pillow.
One specific
it's
pillow.
It's his girlfriend.
Yeah. He is very, very monogamous.
All right.
Mickey, you want to explain this one a little bit? This is like, this was on the Am I the A-hole
Reddit? This is this one. Okay.
Because
I think there's another dog one in there, too.
There's a lot
there?
Of, yeah, you
I
dumped
a
bunch
of dog
yeah, stories.
It happens. It comes up in my news feed, and then I got to talk about it. So this one is, off of Reddit, Am I the A-hole? And essentially what it comes down to is during COVID, a lot of people got pets.
Right.
This dad you know, said to his two kids and his wife, if you really want a dog, you need to take care of it. And everything was fine during COVID. When that ended, the kids stopped caring because now the dog's at a puppy phase. It's not really fun anymore. The wife stops caring and he turns around and he goes, listen, he's like, we're going to need to draw up some sort of contract here that like you guys are going to take care of the dog because that was the deal in the first place of getting this animal, or I'm going to find a new home, which I completely agree with. If you have somebody in the house that doesn't want a pet, but for the sake of everybody else says, yes, we can have the pet as long as you're going to be responsible for it, totally understandable.
The family probably shouldn't have a pet because it seems like none of them love it enough to want it there. And that makes me sad. And that pet deserves a loving home.
Absolutely.
So find it a loving new home. You're all a-holes, actually. All four of you. Yeah. Or whatever
that,
in the family.
Whole family.
So the answer is yes, you and everybody.
I'll never understand the people who buy a pet like on a whim, either because you're bored or, oh, this will be a great Christmas present for these kids. You have no context for whether or not they're...
Commercialism. That's the problem.
Okay, right. But that's fine for if you're going to buy your kids an Xbox that they're never going to use or a bike that they're never going to ride. This is a living creature.
Right.
You're bored. Fine. Go buy a motorcycle or something if you're bored. Don't buy an animal that has feelings and emotions and everything of its own.
Yeah.
Just don't.
This is like people that try to have a baby to fix a marriage.
Yeah. Oh. That's literally the same thing. Yeah.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, and it's sad because these animals from COVID that were adopted and purchased and whatever.
Oh, the
COVID,
shelters are full right
now. Those animals have a different standard of living.
Sure,
you know, when you're working and leaving every day and you get a pet, it gets used to you not being home for a while. But during COVID, everybody was home. So these animals are expecting companionship, especially, I mean, dogs are I know some cats live on their own basically anyway, right?
Well, my cats are very cuddly.
So, I mean, they're very dependent as it is.
Sure.
And now you know, it's already hard enough that they had to switch to this new lifestyle, and now you're also
And I guarantee
all this into it.
Some of them probably act up because things are different than what they're used to, and people don't know how to handle that.
Yeah.
Like, I know my dog, anytime my mom would do something that Coco didn't like, Coco would poop in her room right in front of the window. Like, every time. And my mom would know, she's mad at me because this. Because every time something happened that she would make
Coco
upset.
Stop doing it, Mom!
She would, she would just... And it wasn't like a huge, like, it would just be like one little turd. Just pluck. She would just leave it there as a reminder, like, I'm mad at you.
That's hilarious.
That's what I do at home.
Buster Radio. Wow, what a difference.
Oh.
So yeah, that where did that go?
I don't know. What are we looking at?
I accidentally closed it.
That's a good start.
They had an ad.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, but...
What a difference.
Yeah, so the last Blockbuster ever, which I'm capitalizing last in last Blockbuster
we
from now on.
We called that Blockbuster.
It's like, we did, yeah,
yeah.
It's like a proper noun. The last Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon. It's Oregon. Right?
It's Oregon.
Oregon. Bend, Oregon saw a huge boost in sales thanks to its Super Bowl ad.
Woo!
They had... where did they get $7 million from to spend on a 30-second ad?
I know! That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, well, they sell movies.
And they sell merchandise, right?
Yeah. And it's become such a tourist attraction that they're... probably blowing up.
Well, it's possible, but it goes on to say, it did not actually air during the game. They posted it to social media during the halftime show when everybody was bored and just watching, you know,
their
phones.
I have the audio.
Do you?
Oh,
yeah.
Play it up, baby.
When the world ends and the internet streams no more, we'll still be here.
That's it. Blockbuster.
That's good.
That was good.
The ad worked. Sales went up 200% the ad premiered.
So they made $200. Crazy.
You can actually rent movies at the last Blockbuster, but most of its revenue comes from merchandise like hats, shirts, and sweatpants.
Good for them, though.
Yeah, that is good for them. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they're still out there doing their thing. I mean, we've talked about this before, too. Like, there can't still be, like, a CEO of Blockbuster, right? Because there's only one store left.
He is the CEO, or her.
It's the person that owns that store. Yeah. Is now the CEO of the Blockbuster Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I mean, good for them.
Good for them.
Bring back Blockbuster. I want that back.
It would never work.
The reboots of things there are?
I know.
It would never work.
The problem, what happened with them was because they didn't really adapt as things started to change. Did you ever watch they have a
docu-series?
Yeah, on Netflix.
A documentary?
Mm-hmm.
Really? About the last,
Blockbuster.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to go watch it.
It's funny, it's on Netflix.
Well, this is it. You guys remember the balloon?
Yep.
The other week, we didn't really talk about it. There was a balloon from China that was flying around. It was gathering information, spying. We waited until it completed its mission to shoot it down, which, like, that makes sense. I mean, you know.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how the balloon could have possibly got all the way over here.
The wind.
Well, I mean, that I understand. Weather balloons... Is that what it was?
It was a high altitude balloon.
Spy.
It was like, it was the kind of one that gets way, way up there and it can travel pretty quickly and pretty far on those.
I still don't believe it.
That's
you don't believe it.
I don't believe that it came from all the way over in China.
These things happen all the time, though. They have weather balloons that will circle
travel
the globe multiple times.
Mickey has a conspiracy about the conspiracy,
but I don't.
Well, Mickey's like, wait
a minute.
I
haven't come up with it yet.
Yeah, Mickey hasn't figured out yet that the Earth is round, and therefore the balloon could travel over here. Yeah, it's like, no, how does it work? Like, what's to stop it from just floating over the ice wall and never coming back? That was the whole thing. So finally, after it did its whole thing, and it was allowed to gather all of its information, and then it was leaving, we were like, oh, bye-bye, now shoot it.
That was cute. Yeah. Bam!
Although not a terrible idea, because then they can see what information they were collecting, why they were collecting
it. Well, yeah, but
it
probably already streamed back to Beijing, though. They already got everything that they needed. Because they waited too long. Like, wait a minute, maybe it'll like drop confetti or something.
There's candy in there.
Yeah, right. So they did shoot it down, and that was that people are like, oh, good. But since then, U.S. fighter jets have shot down four additional high altitude objects this month.
Uh-oh.
These objects remain unidentified, therefore making them a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. So they came in a steady succession over the weekend after alarms were raised in early February about the balloon. Mm-hmm. China has accused the U.S. of flying its own spy balloons over China. Why would we need a balloon for that?
We got
like Predator drones and we have a space station. Like, we don't need a balloon.
Why is
Sucker's
anyone?
Got heat vision.
Yeah. We've got a million
giant white balloon.
We've got a million satellites.
Yeah.
What are you going to stop us from looking at?
And sharks with lasers on their head.
Right. Yeah. We got everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got Lazy E.
Yep.
Yeah. It's basically a laser. Lazy E. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then people were finding out that, you know, the other recently, the objects that were destroyed, speculation has included questions on whether they might have been alien in origin because they were unidentified.
It's fine.
Didn't spill.
She's breaking stuff.
She's pointing to her watch.
Because I literally, as we're talking, just got a notification from our local news that said flying objects have been spotted over our state.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Great. Cool. The aliens.
Let's go shoot it.
Yeah. I'm going to grab my gun. No, this is... But people are questioning now whether or not the objects are alien in origin because they're unidentified. But
it's finally happening. The aliens are coming.
White House press secretary said there is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial
Which
activity
is
with these recent
exactly
takedowns.
Exactly what they would say.
Of course it is.
If there was an alien takeover.
Correct.
And again, they said they did say there's no indication. They didn't say there's no alien activity. They said there's no indication. So they're just saying that they don't know for sure. So as far as they know, like, these are like happy greeting probes that these aliens have sent us just to make initial contact, and we've decided to shoot it out of the sky.
Trump's going to come out in 2024. We need bigger walls.
Put a wall around the whole planet. Keep them out. So this is another Mickey story. Netflix's Squid Game was turned into a reality show based upon the hit franchise that I guess they have a second season coming this year sometime.
Oh, really?
I thought I read that.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
But yeah, so anyway, four contestants vying for the series' $4.5 million prize have alleged the contestants themselves on the reality game, because it's based on Squid Game, although nobody dies.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
I know.
That would have made it so much more interesting.
It would have. And the complaints coming from this article, you know, I just, people.
Yeah. I can't read this because I'm not subscribed to Rolling Stone and it's behind a paywall.
What?
But
Mickey!
Are you subscribed to Rolling Stone?
I must be. Apparently. I don't know about it. So I was able to read the whole thing.
Yeah, basically the headline says, four contestants vying for the prize alleged inhumane conditions. And they said a 38-second massacre earned it the nickname Rigged Game.
A massacre?
So they're complaining that it's rigged?
Yeah, they were complaining that it was rigged, that they had... all right, number one, if you saw the show, obviously, like, it wasn't a safe game, and none of them were safe games.
Everybody died.
Right.
Yeah.
So there were the full number of contestants, which was 400 and whatever. So there's only four of them complaining, but they had to sit on set for hours at a time in certain positions while they filmed certain things.
There's people who make a lot of money doing that in California.
Right. But these people are complaining about it because it was, like, inhumane. And I'm like, what? I don't understand. Like,
so wait,
you...
the whole inhumane thing was the sitting?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, it hurts to sit. Isn't that what everybody does these days?
I prefer it.
Yeah.
You prefer laying down and sleeping. That's
that's
a step above.
You're correct.
But the other thing, too, is like you're complaining that it's rigged. It's a reality show.
It's a reality show. And there was also a part, and I'm sorry, I'm probably going to ruin it for somebody who hasn't seen Squid
Games. Nobody cares.
But the game was
spoilers,
rigged even on the actual show because the guy that was in it, he was there at the end. He was the one that was running the whole thing, and he was part of it. That was the whole deal.
Seems evil. Mm-hmm. Which is in line with, yeah.
I'm going to come out and say, this is just a ploy to get us to watch it.
Possibly.
I'm not watching it.
No, neither am I. I didn't watch the Squid Games. Netflix.
I do want to watch the show. I don't want to watch this, though.
No.
Because that just sounds not fun. Unless you're going to kill these people, I'm not interested. But because I do think they deserve to die.
Sometimes it comes by FedEx. Sometimes by UPS. Sometimes it comes by the U.S. mail.
So this is the Amazon scam.
I'm working on Amazon. I'm waiting on Amazon.
There's a trio of customers pulled off the biggest ever Amazon scam by returning.
Oh, no.
Well, because you know how like the returns thing works, right?
Yeah.
Like they'll give you a refund. You send in the return. You know, and generally speaking, it's no questions asked. You just take the package to UPS. They accept it. They scan the QR code and off it goes. These people sent packages back that contained pebbles instead of items.
Whoops.
Oh, those people have a special place in hell.
And they used the online retailer's immediate returns policy by saying the goods it had sent out were faulty and then demanding a refund. The packages they sent back contained nothing or junk.
How did they think that they weren't going to get caught?
Well, but also they had to buy
the
original
number?
Item, right? Sorry.
How much did they make off of the scam?
It says they defrauded Amazon of €350,000.
Okay, wait. They had to buy the original items that were immediate refund available.
Right.
Not everything is immediate refund available.
Sure.
So what did they buy that they need that was worth that much?
The 22-year-olds posted adverts for high-end electronic goods online, and when they found a customer, placed an order with Amazon and asked for it to be sent to their client's address. Using Amazon's immediate returns policy, they then requested refunds and posted packages back to the retailer, which turned out to be parcels containing marbles or pens. Investigators, however, were on the case. The trio from Spain pled guilty to fraud at the Provincial Court of Palma on Tuesday, February 7th.
And in dollars, that's about $37,000.
So that's a whole, years, generally a year's salary, average year's salary in the state of Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Yeah, all the money they defrauded was returned in bitcoins and converted into euros. And although Amazon launched a private action against the trio, it was dropped once the money was returned. So I guess Amazon got the money back and everything was...
Well, yeah, again, how did they think they weren't going
to
get caught?
Oh, right, yeah. That QR code, it's tied to your order number. They know who you are. They know where you live. They have your credit card info. It's not that hard to track you down.
Right.
I mean, that might work on maybe one or two items. Amazon might just be like, whatever. And like they make it, you know, they categorize it as just shrink or whatever. But like... $30,000 worth, that's going to raise some eyebrows somewhere.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Mickey, here's your other dog story.
There it is.
A dog was going to be put down at a shelter, I guess. So a volunteer kidnapped the dog and fled.
Yes. Hero.
That's awesome.
Hero.
Yeah, that's something that, like, I mean, I understand that there are limits to what these places can provide, but it does break my heart when these animals just get put down.
My other problem is being in that industry for quite a few years. I know that there are certain people that work behind counters that don't qualify people by judging them. So these dogs could have good homes, these cats could have good homes, but because so-and-so behind the counter has decided that they don't like the looks of said person or whatever, whether they qualify.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so then the animals
end up getting
euthanized.
Better to be dead. That's
clearly,
nice.
Yeah, that's how some of these people think, unfortunately.
Yeah, because it's messed up.
It is.
It's messed up because a lot of that, without getting into it, a 4-year-old male American bulldog mix was loaded into the back of a car by a volunteer and driven away at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, February 13th, as people protested outside the shelter. The dog has been a resident of the Humane Society of Harrisburg area shelter for over a year, according to the organization, but staff recently made a decision to euthanize the dog, suggesting that he is potentially dangerous. But some volunteers of the shelter disagreed, saying that he has never bitten anyone, would be a good pet for a loving home. So basically, they just decided to toss the dog into the back of the car and hightail it out of there.
Good.
Yep.
This shouldn't even be a thing. They should be like, okay, got a home.
Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess protesters were there to protest this as well. And they're citing various times that the Humane Society has described the dog as goofy, known for his love of toys and always sitting like a proper gentleman.
Oh, my God.
This is like a dog version of Free Mumia.
Why would you post an article or like a posting like that and then be like, oh, no, he's got behavioral problems. He's violent and deranged.
He's got to die.
Now, don't get me wrong. Some dogs, as they age, they do get behavioral problems, whether, you know, there's something going on in their brain or whatever else. But that was not the case with this dog.
Mm-hmm. Same's with Kara, and we don't put her down.
Yeah. Very, very good point. Yeah, I don't know.
Look at her.
I guess I'm just of the mind, like, there's got to be a place for these animals.
There
like,
are.
Somewhere.
There is.
You know, that's right. And I understand it's, like, time-consuming and everything else, but it's, like...
It's a life.
Yeah, it is a life. A very important life. So, that's that. That's the
news. Not Kara.
Ouch.
We're like very out of show time here, but we're going to get to that listener active anyway. So, we're going to extend a little bit, finish that, and then that'll wrap up the show. Cool.
Cool. That'll work.
All right, good. The eyes have it.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident. In the car, I just can't
wait to pick you up on our very first day. So the question for our listener active was...
What's the weirdest place someone ever took you on a date?
Do we have an answer to this question? Anybody here?
No.
I've never really... as a guy, I took people on dates because that's what a man does. But I never took anybody weird. I took them to like a movie or I took them to... Which people say movies are actually weird.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Because...
Too intimate?
Especially a first date, you don't get to talk to them.
Well, I guess I see that, but that's why you combine it with dinner.
I agree.
Or you do something in addition to the movie. The movie is just there to kind of like break the ice. It gives you something to talk about. or in that case of that one date that I told you guys about, like, means complete and utter silence on the ride home. Everything was fine going into the movie. Afterward, I have no idea.
This wasn't technically a date, but the way that I met up with Murderer when we were doing music.
Yeah. Going back to the kennel.
So first, I found him through Craigslist. Which was already
weird. God, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Listen, I have found most of my jobs through Craigslist as well.
I don't care about jobs. You found a date through Craigslist?
No, he wasn't a date. He was a musician.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. So we opted to meet at our local strip club.
Why?
To go talk about music.
Why was that the place?
Because we thought it would be fun.
Oh, which one? The one on Kidder or Mundy?
Yeah.
Yep. On Mundy.
Oh, it was interesting. Mundy. It was a fun conversation.
Oh, Mickey.
There's so many layers to that. So that's fun. Yeah, that's weird. I guess that would count as like a weird date. I've never had a date in any weird locations or anything odd happen. Kara.
I said Mark too. You remember Mark II?
The restaurant?
Yeah, it was like a Friendly's.
Why is that weird?
Because it was like not in a place where places were, and for I was only 17.
Yeah.
And it seemed like teenagers, why would we go to Mark II of all restaurants?
I don't even know where that is.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Hello Nurse and I, for our first date, we were supposed to meet at Dunkin' Donuts for coffee.
That's fine.
And then it was closed, so we went to Denny's instead. And that was where we had our first date, technically.
Yeah, but it was for coffee. We went
it
to Mark 2 for
like
dinner.
It was also 11:30 at night, and there was nothing open at that time.
We went
time.
To Mark 2 for dinner at like 6, you know?
Oh, geez, you got the early bird.
Yeah, and Nancy, but here's the thing. This was, I put my own answer on our Facebook because...
You answered your own question.
I answered my own question. But it was a good thing I did because Nancy said, me too, and the worst part with her experience was he had a coupon.
Oh, you don't use coupons, man!
So, I mean...
You don't use coupons on the first date.
What if you've got like a gift card or something to Ruth's Chris?
Okay, that's different.
Okay.
But you slide the gift card without her knowing.
Uh-huh, okay.
That's the key. You can't let them know you're being cheap on it.
My mom gave me this gift card.
Oh, I guess it was a Christmas present.
Hang on, I got to pull out my coupons out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think the only reason Mark II seems like a weird place to me is because
it was cheap. It was a cheap place.
My parents used to take us there to eat, like, because it was five of us, and when we were kids, it was like where we go that they'll eat, and it's okay if they act up or whatever, and that's where we would go. So I think because I had it in my mind as like a family place, I don't know.
Yeah, that was like a local establishment, but it was basically like a discount Perkins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was.
If you want to think of it that way, if anybody knows what Perkins is, they're like a chain, right?
Yeah, there's enough Perkins around.
At least
if you're in the Northeast.
You know, we had Mark II. What happened to Mark I?
Good question.
Right?
Put out the AP.
We got 86'd.
What other responses did we get from our listeners?
Debbie said, to a farm to learn how to drive a tractor.
Woo!
Oh,
first date. I didn't ask her. And
he lost a ham.
And Jordan said heaven to meet Jesus because we almost died.
We need more to that story.
That's what I said, and we got no more. So I'm not sure what's happening there.
Love that. Here's like a real golden nugget of a comment.
Did he send us an email and we didn't see it?
No.
Boo.
Come on, Jordan. Jordan, maybe. It's probably Jordan, actually.
Let me look at it.
Here we go, mispronouncing names.
It looks like Jordan.
It's Jordan. It's like he's saying Jordan, but like Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah, maybe Jordan.
It's a weird name.
Why?
And he didn't finish his story.
Well, we need the rest of the thought,
Jordan. That's the thing. I'm
going to
make fun of him because he didn't. He left out the most important part of that story.
Yeah.
Heaven, because we almost died.
Yeah. So if you give us the rest of the details, that would help.
Sure.
But
now, right now he's jerked on.
On Facebook.
Man, I realized that after I said it.
Oh, my gosh.
Why did I say that? That's one of those things where your mind doesn't
catch up. It sounded good in your head, and then you said it, and you're like, immediately you analyzed yourself out of wanting to say it again.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah. tell us more.
No, there's no more to say to that. That's the end of the show.
It is.
That is the end of the show. So,
yeah, thank God.
The eyes have it.
In the future, keep an eye out for listener active opportunities on our social media. You can find our social media by visiting the Connect page at our website, where we have all of the links to everywhere you can find us conveniently right there at your fingertips.
And you could see us do the cinnamon challenge.
Right, yeah, that video is going to be going up on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Definitely.
So go check that out. Again, our website is freakaccident.com. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. That Connect page is right there on the menu bar. You'll see it. It says Connect. Makes it very simple for you. Also, you can click podcast. The entire archive of every episode we've ever done, all the way back to episode number one, is right there.
Just push all the buttons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just download everything. Download the whole library. Just go for it. Our shop is there. Two t-shirts available now for $21.99 plus shipping. Additional t-shirts, as we mentioned, on the way. You can also request free stickers. There's a form there. You just fill it out, and we send the stickers to you. We've got, that's pretty much everything. There's other stuff on the website, too, information about us individually and things like that. But the big thing is, wherever you listen to podcasts, you want to subscribe and leave a good review. That's how podcasts grow. That's how they get higher on the charts. That's how more people find them. That's how they gain notoriety and can do more things.
They could also share us on social media, too. That would be a big help.
Yeah, or just tell your friends about the show. Mm-hmm. Spread us by word of mouth. That's the best... Best thing you can do, spread us on your mouth. Yeah, you heard it. I said
no.
It. Like cinnamon.
Like cinnamon, see? You took it the wrong place.
So yeah, do all that, and we would love it. And if you wanted to reach out to us again, our email is freaks@freakaccident.com. So that does it for this week's show. Next week, we'll be back with an Allentown, again, our home state, an Allentown couple who discuss forgiveness and love decades after the wife hired a hitman to kill her husband.
Should be an interesting
that
story.
That will be fascinating. Yep. And there's only one state that could conceivably happen in that doesn't rhyme with Borda.
Michigan?
Right. So come back next week for that, and we'll be here to deliver it to you. For a Freak Accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
I'm not dead!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.